You know, here's the thing. Here's the dilemma. I'm really not much of a trash talker. You know what I'm saying?
Are you delusional? Who are you and what have you done with Bob Rose?
Woo!
There's a start to the show.
Just trying to wake everybody up. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 6:09 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And indeed, Trash Talking Tuesday brought to you by Waste Pro, caring for our communities. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. Oman. Oh, man, Oman, you better zip at the pie hole. President Trump is not real happy with you, you know, hanging out with the Iranians. What is it? What's the behavior? Duplicitous.
Yeah.
I love that word, yes. Duplicitous. And it's a big word, but it's very simple, you know. You're acting in two different ways. Two-faced, mm-hmm. I guess would be one way to put it, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're trying to concoct some idea of getting fees through the Strait of Hormuz between Iran and Oman. I mean, I put it to you this way. Hey, you get them on the way in, we'll get them on the way out.
Uh-huh.
And Trump is starting to get really irritated, you can tell. All right?
Oh, yeah.
And we've got the blockade in force. But that 60-day move, the agreement, now that is history. What's going to happen now? That 60-day window for the U.S.-Iran peace deal and reopening the Strait of Hormuz expired without any agreement. And President Trump, yeah, he said, if Oman doesn't get in line, we're going to bomb the S out of them, too.
Well, now, get in line, people.
Yeah. And here's the problem. Trump is always known as a guy, whether you like him or not, he'll back it up.
Oh, yeah.
He's not Obama. He doesn't draw a line in the sand and then run away like an 89-pound weakling, you know, from the guy kicking sand on him. Or he comes back with a tarmac full of cash for Iran.
Yeah.
No, that's not Trump. So when he keeps saying that, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
I wonder what's holding him back, honestly.
I really don't know. I mean, you've got the one side where we know he really sincerely does not want to kill anybody. He's thinking about the people. You got the left going, oh, well, you know, it's the lack of munitions. That's the real problem here.
Yeah, you know what? I believe that that's 10% of it. I'd put that much into it.
Because I'd say that they probably are trying to recoup some of it, get some stuff out, get more built, because we do need it, you know. So, yeah.
We got a bunch of 2,000-pound bombs, apparently. We got a lot of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could dump those for days while we're building other stuff. I mean...
Yeah, there you go.
There's different ways. And again, yeah, I don't like the, you know, easy for me to say here, or, you know, armchair warrior.
Sure.
Yeah, go get them, kill them. We don't want bloodshed.
Really.
If you can avoid it, I just don't know. There's times when that you can't. You simply can't. These are not the regime. They're not people that can be reasoned with. They're simply not.
No.
And they can't be trusted. And they think that, you know, lie, steal, cheat, use deception, all that stuff is perfectly okay. I mean, it's even, you know, promoted by, in some ways, their religious fanaticism.
Yeah.
So that's a tough nut to crack, so to speak.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? You could just kick the can down the road. You could just leave. You could just up and leave. And you could tell, you know, Saudi Arabia and UAB and all them go, you know what? We came in. We did some stuff. You all, you know, didn't want to coalesce and really get serious.
It's your neighborhood bully,
not ours.
You
kept wanting to hold back. So, you know what? We're out of here. Good luck. Good luck with that. Because if they do get a weapon, chances are they probably use it a little closer.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think Israel's a target. However, if you think about this strategically on several different levels, and that's what people, you know, this is the thing that people won't say out loud.
Okay.
If they got a nuclear weapon and they bombed Israel, that would be really bad. But they don't really mean it. Do you know what I mean? This is part of this anti-Semitism.
Absolutely.
Israel controls what we do. They're leading Trump around by the nose, whatever. Mm. Baloney.
Yeah.
But you have to think of it this way. I mean, if you do play with nukes, you know, all that stuff could blow right back in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
They're not that far away.
No, they're not. Yeah.
They're in the neighborhood.
And so I think that, you know, if they're going to develop something, they want to develop something that's going to go high and long. and do damage to us in our mainland and our economy and our way of life. I mean, that's, you know, that's what I think ultimately, and that's why, you know, we have to take care of business now. You can't keep putting it off. You could. You could kick the can down the road. I think we've done enough damage to push back their nuclear, you know, their ability to put these things together. But that's just an educated guess.
Well, toss in the story that you did a few days ago of, well, you know, their friends, the Chinese, are there doing some work of some sorts.
No, they're just looking for rare earth.
Oh, yeah.
They're just, listen, those shovels, that heavy equipment, all that stuff, they're looking for rare earth. I mean, not so rare like refined uranium. Not that rare.
Not that rare.
They're not looking for some.
Sure. Right.
Yeah, that's, and also remember, gosh, it was a few months ago, I had a story about how quickly they actually had opened a lot of these mountain-like, you know, passages. Now, we don't know. Did they just open the openings? In other words, is there so much internal damage? Is it all caved in? We have no way of knowing.
Yeah.
But they at least kind of cleaned up the entrances, if you will. At the very least, maybe time to go back and kind of close us back up for them.
Yeah.
If you're looking to buy some time, because here's one of my other scenarios. They just get some of that refined uranium, and they build what would amount to a really nasty, dirty bomb. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have to have the highest levels of, like, radioactivity to do a hell of a lot of damage.
It'll still kill you.
Yeah.
Or at least make you glow in the dark.
Well, yeah, and, you know, what's the half-life? Like, you know, 10,000 years or some crazy stuff like that? I mean, they could do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So we need to completely eliminate the chance for the nuclear weapon, which is what Trump was saying all along. You know, and what's in the way of that? What's the real only impediment to that is the regime. So what's the only answer there? See, you narrow these things down. This is the logical mind at work here. You're seeing it. You know, can you hear the wheels grinding? This is it. You've got to take out the regime. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that the general from the Iranian army has a great idea, bounties. I mean, it's not a great idea when it's used against us, per se. But, I mean, that's what we have to do. We have to put bounties and internally say, hey, man, you're part of the regime, but you could walk away with cash money. And
they're hitting like a 400% inflation rate right now, I think, are going on. Things have gone up so much that there's a lot of people who would probably have the handout.
You would think. I mean, people get desperate.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to have the means. That's why an insider, somebody in the Army, the IRGC, people like that could actually, you know, help to topple the regime.
Drop a dime, as we used to say.
Wow, you're so old. It's Greg Cassidy. Get off my lawn, kids. I'm waxing my Grand Torino. 6:17 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Man, has it been hot.
Ugh. It's thick out there this morning.
Who needs a break? I need a break. Yeah.
You need gills. That's what you need.
The humidity is unbelievable. I left the gym yesterday. I was like, breathe.
And it wasn't just from the workout.
No. It's like, I probably is healthier to stay in the gym and breathe the air conditioning.
Yeah, we're like 79, 80, pretty much anywhere around here this morning already.
Already.
At 622.
Yeah, yesterday was, it shot up quick, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
I just looked at Facebook memory 3 years ago. It's like, I need to get out of the heat and head toward the mountains. I guess I was washing up the vehicles and getting ready to get out of there. And this is the thing. This is the month, you know, where I'm over it. The problem is September usually doesn't offer much relief. Not
really.
In Florida, not around here.
Yeah.
And in fact, sometimes you don't get the regular rainfall quite as much, and that makes your average temperature a little bit higher. So we need some good regular showers. That'll help with the drought. That'll help to bring temperatures down. But the thing is, we are getting some of that, and so that is tied to the humidity. So you just basically, I guess, you can't have it all.
Yeah. We got the thunder at our house yesterday, but not the rain. I mean, you'd have thought it was torrential, but it It never hit.
How many times? I mean, Florida has always been so weird like that. People go, oh, yeah, it'd be raining on one side of the street. And I've literally witnessed that or been a part of that on more than several occasions.
I've got a video that I keep on my phone. And you know, we got a ranch-style house, so it's not that. It's wide, but not deep, you know?
Uh-huh.
But literally, I go from the backyard where it is raining, and I video there from the patio to the front yard at the front door where the sun is shining. Our house was the line, literally.
Yeah, yeah.
That, yeah.
Well, I've experienced that, too, because I have warning. It's coming. The rain's coming across the little lake.
Uh-huh.
And so I see it, yeah, and it usually comes from that direction.
Right.
And, yeah, in the front yard. And the temperature difference is always weird.
Crazy.
Our front yard's always hot, so much hotter than the backyard. It is crazy. But anyway, yeah. Good morning. Welcome. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. It is 6:23 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories, at least in Florida. You've got a drive-through alligator. A Florida man threw a 3.5-foot alligator through a Wendy's drive-through window. But don't worry, it was just as a prank.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, and then sure. Officials are warning, hey, stop using reptiles as weapons. They have weaponized the reptile.
Wow.
Now, who would do that? Only a reptilian would do that.
You've been listening to the Overnight Show a little too much, I think, Bob.
Well, we live on a flat earth now, don't we?
Well, some of us do.
Is there any other things I can
stir the pot with early in the morning? Yeah.
If only we had really landed on the moon.
Oh, boy, that would have been amazing if we had done that.
What about a little cocaine story, huh? A woman arrested for drug possession told police the cocaine in her purse wasn't hers. Now, that's not the first time people have said that, right? That's not mine.
Every time.
But she actually wants to back it up with how it may have gotten in there.
Oh.
Well, I just gave a friend a ride or somebody had access to my purse.
Uh-huh.
No, she said that the cocaine must have flown in through the window on a gust of wind. Now,
that's original.
Yeah. Now, in Chicago, maybe that would work, the Windy City.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, the cocaine blew in my window.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
That's
just in case you're wondering, yet no real movement between the U.S. and Iran. We have a blockade in force. They're playing footsies with Oman. They want to try to get, you know, put a fee or something on that. Does the regime not see the gravity of the situation? It's like, can you hear that? Wait, shh. It's a time bomb.
Yeah.
It's going to go off at some point.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're lollygagging, the regime lollygagging around. Well, maybe we can make $1.50 off these boats coming through here. It's like, really? It's not going to be Disney World when we leave.
Uh-uh.
I'll tell you that right now.
More like the parking lot.
Yes.
You know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hot, flat, scorched.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like that?
Pretty much.
I think you're onto something. Oh, speaking of theme parks that I just brought up, what do you think of this? So there's a little farm in the United Kingdom, and, you know, this is, I guess it would be akin to our old Florida roadside attractions.
Okay, I get it.
Like they had Six Gun Territory in Ocala before Disney was around, and that was a big deal.
Right.
And people had fun. People would pull off the road and visit these theme parks, and, you know, it was part of the experience. A farm in UK, they're in a little bit of hot water. Some people are irritated because they have, like, this slide in their backyard.
Okay.
It's a big slide, and they pay about $3, and you get to go down it three times for the one ticket. And the ticket is like a boarding pass on a cruise. So it's like you're getting on a make-believe kind of boat. It looks like a boat.
Okay.
You know, and I guess you could probably put, I don't know, 5-6 kids in there at a time, maybe, right?
Uh-huh.
And then it goes up and turns basically into a slide. You slide down.
Sounds fun.
The problem people have is it's named Titanic.
Oh. Well, it's a dramatic name, I guess.
Well, yeah, some of the locals are irritated. And by the way, it's been around for a long time. Why all of a sudden?
Yeah.
I guess you had to just find somebody who was offended eventually.
Yeah.
And so it's located in this fruit farm in England. It opened in 1981.
And now somebody's whining about it? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
The attraction is even referred to as a wreck. And on the ticket, it even says, you know, three wrecks. In other words, three times you get to go down it.
Okay.
Much like a real-life counterpart, the fake Titanic then lifts into the air, sends the riders hurtling down one of four slides before depositing them on a crash mat like a historical luge scape. While a Titanic-themed attraction several years old only recently came under fire, they're not too thrilled with the notion of modeling a kiddie ride after the historical tragedy. Now, that happened in 1912.
Right.
So nobody's alive from that incident. And,
to be offended,
and pretty
right.
much in that era, yeah.
Yeah.
But 1,500 people did lose their lives. I mean, it was
right
of huge proportions, tragically. You know, I mean, it was, but.
But this thing's been around for decades, and suddenly we're, again, more of the easily offended kind of group of people.
Yeah.
Come on.
What if somebody did something similar utilizing the Twin Towers?
Oh, look at you and your perspective.
Well, I'm just saying, you would definitely right. say too soon.
Yeah.
1912 and the Titanic. I guess the only...
Yeah.
I'm not offended by it, but the, right. the only thing I could say is because people drown or die in right. boating accidents all the time, not all yeah. the time, but often enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I getting sensitive in my old age?
Well, you must be really
sensitive.
You told
me earlier you were getting nicer. You said you used to be mean.
I never said I was mean.
Well, that's what I... That was my perception.
Perception is
like,
everything.
It used to be, like, what, last Thursday? 6:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here picking on Trump. That's pretty much the regular sport for the left. We'll dabble into that a little bit. Coming up, News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Another day in paradise. Come on, let's seize the day, pump it up. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:40 right now. Some of your top stories, U.S., Iran, Oman, all maybe involved in some talks. No, Iran says we're not even, there's no back channel talks even with the IRGC. We'll present the facts as we see them and share that information with you because, well, that's what we do. Hey, let's talk to our friend Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. Good morning. How you doing, Luis?
Good morning. Getting ready to head down to the polls and vote.
Indeed, it is election day, and everybody needs to get out there and do their civic duty if they have not done that already. And let me ask you this. As a former law enforcement officer and a big, 2A advocate, obviously that's what you do for a living now, but as a former law enforcement officer, are you surprised that this anti-cop rhetoric is kind of coming back? Remember, we had defund the police, and that was a couple of years ago, and I think the Democrats suffered as a result of it, but here they're coming back even stronger, and the socialists have jumped on board. So what do you think about this anti-cop attitude, anti-ICE for sure?
Well, it comes down to a very simple thing. Government has sometimes been abusive. We, the people, have the right to keep and bear arms and defend ourselves. Look, GOA's stance is very simple. We believe in civil rights being respected. We're not anti-cop, but as you know, we even want to abolish ATF. But democratic socialist dogma, people want to eradicate all organs of the state, replace it with their own, and create a secret police that would be similar to what we saw in the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, and right now in communism. That's what they want.
Yeah, and unfortunately, not enough people see that writing on the wall, especially enough Democrats. I mean, they have this favorable view of socialism. It's incredible to any of us who, have lived life for a period of time or, read history books. And it's not like, East and West Germany, it wasn't like those were two lifetimes away. That wasn't that long ago. People can clearly see where socialism and communism leads to, and it versus capitalism. Why isn't it clearer to people today, you think?
Because people are dense, and that's why this election matters. That's why people need to go to the polls, and that's why GOA has endorsed specific candidates to preserve our rights, candidates like Marshall Ralston for House District 10 and Brian Donalds for governor. We want solid 2A people in Tallahassee to protect our civil rights, because a disarmed society are slaves to the state, and then you have an authoritarian regime. And we want to make sure that never happens here.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously, as your position with GOA, I mean, the 2A stuff is extremely important. Who are some of the other candidates that the GOA is backing?
Well, in some other races, we're backing Jimmy Petro, produced legislation to legalize machine gun sales again. We're backing Mike Beltran out in Tampa for Congress. He was a key member in the State House back in 2023, trying to get real constitutional carry passed. And in 2024, introduced and backed our Parkland repeal bill. This is a crucial election in the sense of we are going to basically be shaping the next 8 years of how Florida operates. And as we've seen previously, under the leadership of Paul Renner when he was House Speaker, he blocked pro-gun legislation. He voted for Parkland. We cannot have that again. With Jay Collins, when he was a state senator, he pushed legislation that was a cop-only carve-out bill and said domestic violence victims couldn't even skip the waiting period. We can't support that. And it's not that we're anti-law enforcement. Look, I'm a former cop. I want cops to be able to carry. But to say that DV victims can't skip the waiting period, but cops can, we can't support that.
And when Byron Donalds was in Tallahassee, he did not vote to support the Parkland stuff, correct?
Correct. Donalds is one of 14 Republicans that voted against the Parkland bill. The only other man on the ballot right now that voted against Parkland is Blazin Goglia. That's why we've endorsed him for CFO, because it sends a strong message to the establishment in Tallahassee. GOA and Florida's gun owners will not back anyone who violated our rights in 2018 or continued to violate our rights. It is a very simple thing. Shall not be infringed, and we will not compromise on that. That's why we're endorsing candidates like Marshall Rawson for House District 10.
Yeah, it was disheartening, to say the least, when I talked to many Republicans involved in the voting, many of them supporting the Stoneman Douglas thing, and basically their excuse or their mantra, whatever you want to call it, was, well, we had to do something. Why does that something have to include, you know, taking legal rights away from 18 to 21 year olds? I mean, just with a swipe, gone. You know, is there anything that was in there? I mean, I'm sure there were some good aspects of it, but overall, was it preventing another shooting from taking place?
No, I sat through the entire 4-hour post-Parkland presentation put on by the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. They were tasked to do the post-shooting investigation. It's a law enforcement-only presentation, and from beginning to end, it basically showed the same thing. A failure of government, that the shooter was a known problem, that he was swept under the rug. He had over 30 points of contact with law enforcement. They could have arrested him multiple times. They didn't. The school swept him under the rug. They could have reported him multiple times. They didn't. And in the end, every piece of gun control that they pushed statewide through Parkland was already basically enacted in Broward County, because Broward County already had mandatory 5-day waiting periods. That didn't stop him. The guy passed the background check. That didn't stop him. You know, the schools are a gun-free zone. That didn't stop him. Last I checked, murder's been illegal since Hammurabi. That didn't stop him. And they doubled down on the policies that failed instead of actually going and saying, you know what, maybe we should just actually pass something like real campus carry. Because as a school resource officer, I could tell you this, when seconds count, I was still minutes away. And Parkland had a school resource officer that did nothing. That's why we need to change what's going on in Tallahassee.
Yeah, that was one that came out that was really obvious and kind of sickening in a way. Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, get out there and vote. And you know who he's lined up with. And we always appreciate you. Have a great day.
Always a pleasure.
All right. Look forward to our next conversation. It is 6:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Oh, yeah, the lefties are coming out picking on Trump because do they have any really good ideas to present, the Democrats?
That is a satirical question, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just
we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on this Trash Talking Tuesday, News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:52 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Some of your top stories. U.S., Iran, Oman. What is going on there? Is there back channel communications going on? Iran says no. The president says yes. Is there going to be any future kinetic action happening? The president says if Oman keeps playing games with Iran, because Oman's supposed to be our buddies too. So, you know, Trump says, if they don't knock it off, we'll bomb the S out of them, too. Okay. A lot of talk about that, but even his own son-in-law, Jared Kushner, says that he believes that, you know, Trump's pushing more and more for the economic squeeze of Iran rather than, he didn't say it straight out, rather than the military option, but that's what that leads you to think. So, here we are. I lost track of how many days that it's been. And I'll be honest with you, I thought we'd be done by now.
Well, last one was 60 days.
Yeah.
Just that one alone. And we had several before that.
Well, maybe part of this whole 60-day thing was put in place for a purpose, for our benefit strategically, maybe. And maybe that's what we needed, and we're working on our targeting. We're probably working with Mossad and, you know, our intelligence gathering agencies and working on, you know, where we're going to strike and maybe hope for some precision stuff where we can topple the regime. I'm and again, just throwing that out there. Don't know.
Hope they're listening.
Yeah.
You know, we're not the first ones to go, hey, maybe we should really do something here.
Yeah, and I...
So, I don't know.
You know, you'd want to think in the modern era that everything doesn't have to break down to, you know, violence and killing and war. But unfortunately, you've got a regime that doesn't really respect anything else. I mean, they don't respect their own civilization, their own people. They don't respect them. So how do you deal with that? Hey, don't you want a better life for your people? We don't give two about them.
No, they don't.
You know?
I mean, they... wiping out 40,000-50,000 of them of their own. They don't care.
Yeah. So line them up and mow them down or individually, we'll hang them, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're brutal.
Yeah.
It's a brutal regime. They're sick. So, anyway, hey, it's the only sport the Democrats are really good at. I mean, clearly they can't win a congressional baseball game. Their only sport, let's pick on Trump.
Oh, my.
Monday, MS Now, the briefing, Senator John Ossoff, Democrat out of Georgia, said we are in banana republic territory with the national bank regulator's preliminary approval for the Trump family's crypto venture, World Liberty Financial, to secure a bank charter. Really? So it's like a banana republic. Listen, last time I checked, if you don't want to participate in any of the cryptocurrency, nobody's forced me to do it yet. Greg, have you been forced to do it?
No, they have not. I've not had any pressure.
Have you been forced
to
download the crypto app?
No.
Whatever that may be.
No forcing anything.
I don't know. I don't know a lot about it. So, you know, and I'm not going to put my money where, you know, my knowledge is extremely limited. That's all.
Yeah, you don't have to.
And I'm sure that there are opportunities for a lot of people. But I don't see how that makes us a banana republic because Trump and his family are open to that. I mean, if a bank wants to be in the, you know, this business, this crypto venture, then that's up to them. As long as you're not jeopardizing or using taxpayer dollars.
Right.
And that's what you have to make sure is, okay, if this bank wants to do business, are they going to be offered some kind of FDIC insurance or backing? And I would be against that.
Right.
Because, again, then you're risking taxpayer money in basically something that still is speculative, I think, or at the very least extremely volatile, right?
It's done well for others, not so well for others. So,
you know, I have to look for the book Crypto for Dummies.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
It was not in paper, though.
No?
It would have to be digital.
It have to be digital, and oh, that's how you'd have to pay for it, too.
Yeah. That's, there's that, too.
All right. Don't you go anywhere. We've got a ton of stuff that we're going to get to this morning. Some very important stuff. Declassified info. You thought Swalwell was slimy, right? No. Here's your proof coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.